Well, to tell you an experience I had, and I had a job drilling some mortar wells for a fellow.
Yes, sir.
And at 130 feet, I went through a cottonwood and all 24 inches and down there from the drill bit. 130 feet deep. Well, it was a cottonwood and all, because you could take the shavings that come up when we were drilling. You could tell it was cottonwood. Easily tell that. And that was 130 feet deep. Now, but undoubtedly, that was the mouth of the river somewhere close around here. That's just the part built up since. But what I was going to tell you about the vegetation, it's just simply impossible to raise that stuff anymore. I've planted time and time and time again to notice up. And I concluded that the trouble is not in the soil, because you can do whatever they recommend, and which I did, and a lot more besides. I hauled over 2 tons of barnyard manure and put in for my neighbor's barn. He keeps blooded horses over there. And I hauled that stuff and put it in, and I raised soybeans, and they were green and yet green. I mowed them down and turned them under. I did that twice 1 year, and I added soil and different fertilizers that they recommended I need. I did all of that, and I never improved my soil 1 bit. Not 1 bit. And I concluded that it's nothing but air pollution. The reason why I say that up here, you go back, you can see those old trees along the road better. They used to be full of moss. It's green, what they call Spanish moss. Trees are just draped with that moss. And that moss, you know, gets its food out of the air. It has no physical connection to the tree at all. It's just hanging in those branches, that's all. And all the moss has disappeared. You can't get in them. There's no moss here.
That's interesting. Stuff. I didn't think of that.
Huh?
But there was a lot of that in Louisiana, wasn't there? A lot of that moss.
Well, people used to make a living getting moss, you know. That was a big industry here. Getting moss and selling it, shipping it, and had big moss gins up here. People would go down in the wood and gather this moss in there.
But there's some kind of bugs in that moss?
Some what?
Some kind of bugs that would get on you, that moss?
I don't know. But our claim is air pollution, because it killed all the moss. The reason why we can't raise vegetation. And I think I'm right. Certain things are all right, but 90% of the stuff we used to grow in the garden won't grow anymore.
Do you have that real thick, that black sandy soil?
It's not black sand, it's you see, this is what the old folks used to call made land, made by nature, by the deposit, just depositing, filling up and pushing, and always cultivating. Because if you knew the history of this country, you see the Mississippi River comes down here, and it's before they built all these dikes and the levees to control that water, it spread over all this every year in the world. Every year, the Mississippi come up and inundate this land. And it could deposit every year, more deposit. So it built it up and it sanded.
You call this land what? What kind of land is this?
Well, I call it sandy land. It's got a lot of sand in it, it mixes, and it's very fertile.